The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 21st, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
Krishna went to collect his Sudama with Brahma, and all of a sudden there was cloud and rain, and there was too much water. They lived upon a tree for the whole night. Then Chandipani Muni, the other students, came and rescued.
Now we have to collect to pay the electricity bill.
These things are wasted. It can be utilized. And the children, they will gladly collect it. It will be like their sports. All the children will come and collect. Just say, their energy is utilized. The nature's gift is utilized. And there is no expenditure.
Such
why?
A nice arrangement.
Yeah. Why they should charge for education? They will not cut the tree, the dry branches or dead tree. They will take the wood or it will exist.
You can walk down this way, should we go? So we give up their children to Gurukul. Hmm. They would never see them for about 10 years?
May not see. 10 years, 25. They may go and see, give some gifts.
In the Western countries, they criticize our Gurukul, that this is inhuman, people sending their children away at such an early age, not seeing them.
To kill? That is very human. Rascal, kick them on their face. Rascal, you are talking of morality.
Yes.
Rascal, go to hell. Your place is hell. They will cite in scripture. You are not so shameless that you do not be ashamed to speak like that. You are so shameless. Your civilization is so shameless. You are killing child in the womb and you are talking inhuman. Let's see. We have to deal with such fools and rascals.
But they say the child in the womb is not living.
Hmm?
They say it's not life yet.
That
only
is said by you.
Birth.
You, the 10th class rascal, you say that. No sane man says that. Because you are a 10th class rascal, you have no knowledge, you say that. So-called scientists, 10th class rascals.
Until the child is moving, there's no life.
Moving? It's not moving?
No, it doesn't move until after 7 months.
Then why? The dead child cannot move, rascal?
It's developing. It's growing. That's moving also.
Hmm? No. If moving is not there, then the dead child is also not moving. Why he is not moving? Again?
don't understand.
A dead child comes. It is not moving. Does it come to movement again?
No.
Then?
Oh.
He is another rascal. He takes so much time to understand.
This idea of the devil citing scripture, Prabhupada, is very common.
Devils are devils.
They wanted to write an article about this for BTG. And everybody was sitting around giving these examples.
Yes, think over, write article. If there are no life, so he's at a certain stage in the womb where from the movement comes. If there is no life?
Well, they say it develops to the point.
But why it does not develop in a dead child? Rascal? The same child, if it comes out dead, why the movement does not develop?
Well, that one already developed properly and then died.
Huh?
And that child already developed properly.
No, the process is the same. It was not moving. At a certain stage, it is moving. Similarly, if it is not moving, that wet for a certain stage, it will move. Why it is decomposed?
But that dead child was moving and then died.
How it became dead? Nonsense. The condition is the same. No movement. How do you say dead? Why do you say dead? The distinction is, it was not moving, and it is now not moving. Why do you call dead? Such a foolish society, how quickly can be happy?
Well, it's the mother's choice to kill the child in it. If the child isn't born yet, it hasn't come to life in the world, so the mother has this responsibility. She can kill it or not, because it's her thing, her child, her production, so she can kill it or not.
So I can kill you. I am a guru.
Yes?
Who can say anything? I can kill you. Why police is there? I can say, he is my disciple. He has fully surrendered. I can kill him. Yes, will that argument save me from police action?
No. So the child is so dependent on the mother. If the mother mistreats the opportunity, she also is punished.
Yeah.
But if the child would cause the mother so much anxiety...
Don't talk like this. Don't talk of that. It is a waste of time. If it is the property of the mother, mother can kill at any time. Quite at a certain point, if the mother kills child, she is hanged. If the mother has got the liberty to kill the child, she can kill at any time.
Well, it's just a tumor. It's like a tumor.
Then why is there that it is mother's right to kill? And tumor, friend, can you bring life in tumor? Kick simply on their face, on their nose. That is the only thing. To treat with a mukhasa laktosa. Such fools in the society, they should be hanged. Misleading the whole population.
Even the big, big philosophers simply say that life doesn't start until it comes out of the womb. They're just convinced of it. They're just convinced of it. No matter what argument you give, they're just simply convinced.
How they're convinced?
Prabhupada's argument is that if life is not there in the womb, then how it develops?
Yes, that is the point. Just like the eggs. If there is no life, how the chicken comes? Why don't you manufacture an egg and bring life from it? That was the other day I was talking. So that is you, because you are 10th class rascal, you cannot understand how the life is there. A seed, it takes a seed. Unless there is life, how a big tree comes out of it? You manufacture something like that, imitating, bring life. Life is there. Because you're 10th class rascal, you do not know.
They also bring up the insane argument that life...
Insane argument. We have no time to hear such insane argument.
But these demons, Prabhupada, they pose themselves as being very religious. They pose themselves as being very religious.
How they really?
They cite scripture?
Scripture is also devilish.
Scientists cannot immediately accept authority of the Bhagavatam, that it will take hundreds of years.
Less intelligence, more intelligence. Therefore, I was quoting that. Sabidvaraus Takkari, Samsutta, Purusham Pushu. These class of scientists and so they are eulogized by a small rascal. They are rascals. That is actually happening. Just like your President Nixon. How he was being given reception, crowd, hundreds and thousands of people used to come. And then again, get him down, making him humiliated as far as possible. So, this is a rascal, Nixon, and the person who elected him is a Nixon. Therefore, the Bhagavad says, Kabir Varahus Takkare Sanskrit. Here is one big animal. And the small animals voting. Yes, sir. This is the society. Animals. The small animals praising the bigger. All of them are animals.
The big animals also prey on the small animals.
Yes, mutual praising society. Yes. I pray you, let me pray. I say, you are very big, you say, I am very big. And compromise. I don't criticize you, you don't criticize me. That's all.